going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss with the NFL draft tonight. By the way, don't forget, we got a big draft show tonight, Hugh. Lots of coverage starting tonight at 6 p.m. Rob Ellis will lead us from 6 to 8, and you'll be on at 6 all the way through. I'll jump in at 7, and then from 8 on, here's our panel. From 8 p.m. on, myself and Hugh, and we'll be joined by Elliot and Ike. So the four of us will take you through the entire NFL draft. We'll react to every pick that Goodell makes. We'll talk about the players, how it impacts the Eagles, all the way up to the Eagles at 32, assuming Hugh Douglas is still awake.
I'll be there. I know. I'll be awake.
You'll be good.
I started drinking coffee too, though.
Oh, you right now?
Yeah.
It's noon.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a crash, you know, with coffee.
Oh, no, I'm going to go in here and ride this one out.
Okay.
Probably have a cup every hour.
All right.
Because this is usually like, you know, as we get closer to the 2 o'clock hour, starting to wind down because that's like the nap time.
Yeah, you got to push through that.
Yeah, I got to push through.
All right.
It's my twilight.
Yep, and we assume we'll get a pick for the Eagles tonight, right? They're at 32. Now, they could trade up, which would be exciting and awesome and very Howie-like. Or, you know, Hugh, what was it, 7 years ago, we did this. 7 years ago, I was on a draft show at Lincoln Financial Field on WIP. You know what happened?
What happened? They traded out of the first round.
They traded out. We sat there all night. So that is a possibility. I want to throw out a little hypothetical and ask you a question, all right? So we know there are teams that have early picks in the first round, but they might not take quarterbacks there. Let's say the Browns, the Giants, the Saints, right? They all probably need quarterbacks, but I don't know if they're going to take them in the top 10. So logic says one of those teams is going to want to get back in the bottom of the first round.
The Giants or?
Browns or Saints, whatever, right? Let's use the Giants, though, for an example. They're probably going to take Abdul Carter at number 3. Hugh, I think without saying which team, the idea of dropping out of the first round, getting extra value, and letting someone come in for a quarterback makes sense. But this would be a division team. How would you feel if you were Howie trading the 32nd pick to, let's say, the Giants to let them get the quarterback they want, which means you're basically, in essence, helping a rival get the quarterback they want? Would it bother? Would you be wary of it? You say, yeah, whatever. Just give me the picks.
You know, first of all, before I answer that question, though, you know what's funny? I heard an interview that Abdul Carter did this morning. Well, I heard the interview this morning. And they talked about, you know, what would happen if he went to the Giants.
Because he grew up here. He's a Philly fan. Yeah,
And if you listen to that interview, it's almost like he already knew he was drafted. Now, it's a couple times, like in NFL, 9 times out of 10, Cam Ward, the first pick has already been made. Like, you just don't announce it because it's been made. And by him saying that, that might mean the second pick is already in.
Probably Travis Hunter.
Yeah. It's probably already in. So for him to say that, you know, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
He kind of knows,
yeah. It's kind of interesting that he said, well, when I become a Giant, then I'll just have to stop being an Eagles fan. But to answer your question about whether I would trade with the Giants or not, yes, I would. You know why? The Giants are inept. Inept, for the people that didn't understand what I said. Inept. I said it again. They are a team that ran back. They basically did what the Phillies did.
But they're bad.
But they're bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
And they ran back the GM and the head coach.
Right.
They have no direction. So they went out and got all the quarterbacks off the scrap heap that they could. But they did not correct the biggest problem they had, which was offensive line. Didn't have anybody to block for them.
So they are inept. I agree with you. So here's how I feel about this. In theory, I don't mind trading back and letting the Giants have the pick. If we get extra picks out of it, cool. But, Hugh, there are a couple there's at least one quarterback that's probably going to go in the second round that I really don't want them to get. And you're right, they're a bad organization, so they might screw it up anyway.
They're going to screw it up.
But sometimes a good quarterback could rescue a bad team. Let me give you an example. Are the Bengals really smart now, or do they draft Joe Burrow? And I'm not saying someone in the second round is going to be Joe Burrow. I'm just saying the Bills didn't make the playoffs for 20 years, and then Josh Allen arrived. What I'm saying is, if the Giants want the Eagles pick tonight, and they're going to take a quarterback that I don't think is any good, fine, take the pick. I mean, you guys know I think Milroe might be a wild card in this draft. What if they're coming up for Milroe? You still good with it?
Yeah. You know why? Because there's a good chance. The Giants are not, even if they, say if they took Milroe, they're not going to make a leap this year.
I agree with that.
They're not going to make the same leap that, say, the Commodores made.
No.
They're not going to make that leap.
I agree with you.
Those guys, they're going to get fired at the end of this year. They should, like, to be honest, no disrespect and no disrespect to the coach or anybody up there. Don't know those guys. Don't want anybody to lose their job, but let's be realistic. The way they performed last year, they should not be coaching or managing an NFL football team. Let's just call it what it is. But they ran it back. So now you have this draft. You're going to go into this draft and say if you do get Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe is going to have to – he's not going to play this year. You're going to have a new coach and a new GM come in, and they might not even like Jalen Milroe's skill set.
Oh, you're right. It could throw the whole thing off.
It could throw everything off. So that's the unfortunate thing about it. The unfortunate thing about this situation is the Giants are drafting high with the same regime that has made some of the same miscues and steps that was made in the past that put them in the position that they're in.
Yeah, they're a joke. So yeah, the lines have been blurred, Kyle. The Eagles have traded with the Cowboys in drafts. Like, this isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
In theory, I don't mind trading and dropping back and getting something good from the Giants to move out. But typically, it's not to help that team get their quarterback.
Yeah,
it changed a little bit.
The Giants are just like a pebble in my shoe at this point. Like, the Eagles are on such a different plane of existence than the New York Giants that it's hard for me to even really consider them any type of threat whatsoever, even if they get a quarterback. Like, I agree with Hugh. Clock's ticking on Dable and Joe Shane. So whatever they do, I mean, they're resetting next year no matter what, because a quarterback's not going to make them competitive. So it's fine. Like, the Giants are just too hard for me to have to worry about. You know the syndrome that people have here with the Eagles, where whatever Howie does and the Eagles do, I trust? Whatever the Giants do is probably going to be wrong. They suck.
So
they're morons.
It's almost I'm sure Steelers fans probably feel this way about the Browns. Like, the Browns want our pick, cool, they can have it. They're gonna screw it up anyway. I get it. I don't want them to have Milroe, that's all. If they come up for Shedeur Sanders, take him.
You know, if they get Milroe, maybe we were wrong about Milroe.
Well, that would make me feel
that's
like
where
I
my
was
head's
wrong.
Go.
Yeah, that's a good spin. I like that. 215-592-9494. Your take on all this. The Eagles tonight, do you need a defensive player? Would you trade 32 for Watt? And, of course, the Phils, as I hit the panic button, I don't think it's too early. This thing is not going where we want it to be. Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Andy, what's
Andy,
up?
How you doing?
Oh, good. So, Hugh, I think you said something earlier that might have slipped past everybody, but it was genius.
Oh, no.
Did you say somebody was taking copium?
Well, that I got that from – I can't take credit for that. I got that from Kyle. Copium, yeah. Got copium.
I didn't hear
from Kyle.
That one before. That's all.
Yeah, that's all Kyle.
We get
I
it
didn't
a lot
make that
around
up either,
here.
By the way.
All right, so then I'm way off.
That's okay.
Anyway,
we're way off every day.
Get with it, bud.
Yeah, you're good.
So I got to step back to Monday anyway, speaking of get with it. Your PSA, first of all, Hugh. Ladies, don't listen to Hugh. Wear whatever you want. You're not going to get sick. You're fine. What are you telling people not to wear things they should?
No, what I'm saying, because it wasn't like, you know, this weather is bipolar a little bit.
It's 80 degrees today.
Well, it's nice today, but yeah. Normally,
ladies,
you know, you didn't want nobody to get sick. Yeah, I didn't want anybody to get sick.
You're not going to get sick. You're going
to
be fine.
I mean, it's a sight to behold, no doubt, but it's still, I don't want anybody to get sick.
My favorite part is, as Hugh polices what people could wear, he's wearing his stepdaddy material T-shirt today.
So
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
I mean, but But I guess if I'm stepdaddy, I mean, it's more than likely that the lady's age appropriate, so that's important.
Well, that these days
that
it is.
It's definitely important.
Follow
these
that
days.
News cycle. Yeah, very important.
Old enough to make their own decisions.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
Get sick.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So don't ruin it for the rest of us, you.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Andy just wants sundress season to be here. Don't you ruin it for him, all right? Go ahead, Andy. What do you think on the Phils?
I live in a college town. It's here. So on the draft, not really thinking much on it. I mean, I think definitely they're going to go for a defensive player. If Howie trades back, I'm going to be really disappointed. I want him to trade up, if anything. I mean, this isn't news. Everybody's thinking the same thing, I think. But it's got to be something exciting. Everyone's saying, you know, the thought is they're going to.
Well, I do hope we get something exciting tonight.
Something
and Andy,
like cricket.
I know, like look, cricket. They a lot of this offseason was probably written before the season ended. They were going to lose people. But it has been, for the most part, a dull offseason, right? It hasn't been an exciting offseason. Yeah, I would like to have a player tonight that we sit back and we say, you know what? I'm excited to watch that guy play.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying, or trying before, because I think they're going to do something big and make it fun.
All right, you know what, Andy? We got the phone. He's trying. He was able to get through the whole dress thing, but then once we got to the draft, the phone went out a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe for the best.
Yeah, it could have been. All right, Jay, you know, hold on. Before we go any further, let's reset. Can you give everyone a third clue? We're trying to give away a prize here, $100 gift card to Sunoco, and we have a couple. I actually like this one today. So the first one was this. This player is part of your draft class.
Yes, he was.
And then they were a teammate.
One of my employees here at WIP.
They played with one of your not employees.
Well, not well. Co-workers. Played with an employee.
Are you the boss?
No, I'm definitely not the boss. Do not make those.
What do you think this place would be like if he was in charge?
Oh, I mean,
we were on a tight ship.
Would it be still here?
We were on a tight ship.
Tight ship. All right. What's the third clue?
The third clue is this is an offensive player that led the NFL in a major category.
Ooh, okay. So an offensive player from your draft class led the NFL
in a major category.
In a major category and played with someone that you work with.
Yeah, not my employee, but a coworker.
It's actually a fun one.
You know what? Because
I'm imagining you in charge now.
No, when I read it, I missed it. I wrote it down and said WIP employee, but I said he played with an employee.
Yeah.
I read it wrong.
Ron Burgundy, your own clues.
Yeah, I did.
Laken out, Douglas in charge around here. Let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Yo, fellas.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, man. I love it, man. Now we got ITQ, a.k.a. Computer Love. I love it. Now when we have these debates, he's
going to
be...
I'm going straight to AI, dog.
I'm going to lose my mind when he tells me AI said I'm wrong. I don't care about AI.
So the first question was about panicking with the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, we have said numerous times now over the stretch of what would be a season, they're a 500 team. They have had a heartbreaking loss to Arizona. A loss that makes you angry with the Mets in the playoffs, and sandwiched in between that is these games right here. And I said it the other day, and some hope they laughed at me. You know, they tried to play me. I said this is not a playoff team, and they were like, oh, but if they win in a regular season, you wouldn't be saying that. No, I'm not an ignorant fan. I look at things like how are they doing in situational hitting, how's the relievers doing, things that you need in the postseason, and they're not good at those things, man. Again. So what makes me think that they're going to be built for the postseason? Absolutely nothing. Starting pitching? Hey, man. Ranger going to the bullpen? He got back problems. So he's supposed to sit around for 3 hours and then go pitch after sitting around for 3 hours? What are we talking about, man? They're in trouble, bro. And they're just getting older by the day.
Well, they are. And the issue, because I understand your point on Ranger, and a lot of people have brought up they don't want to do it with Painter either because he's young and he had surgery. Well, there's no answers in the bullpen, unfortunately. If we can't move any of our starters out there and we have no answers to the trade deadline, this bullpen's going to – I was going to say losing hair. I already lost my hair. But I'm losing my mind watching this bullpen, Jay. You're right. It's not good, and they got to figure things out here. Jay, you got a guess for us for Hughes Clues?
I'm not even gonna lie, man. I was thinking a defensive player until he said that. It blew my mind.
How about that? You made it worse. You're trying to make it better.
How make it worse?
Well, because he had a defensive player in mind.
Well, I mean, can you just give a guess? Like, just guess.
Oh man, from '95, man, Steve McNair.
Oh, that's a good
guess.
That's
not a bad guess.
That's a good guess, Jay. That's not it.
Way to salvage it.
He did. You gave the. That was the best quarterback, right? He had to be the best quarterback.
Yeah, he had to be the quarterback. In that draft, yes.
Yeah, I hear he was one of the highest ones, and then he performed like one of the best. Steve McNair was a really fun player to watch.
Yes, he was, man. He was. He was a good dude, man. Really
you know,
good.
Sometimes I'm reminded of McNair when I watch Jalen. The way he runs, and he kind of...
Kind of laid-back demeanor, too.
Yeah,
real laid-back.
And when Steve ran, he ran with power. He didn't try to run
He's
by. He ran
dude.
Through. I know he was.
He's a really big dude.
He was a good football player. All right, Ken in Cinnaminson is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
I'm hoping to see you down there tonight. So hopefully.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be awake. I'm about to go get me some coffee as soon as we get this break. I'll be awake too.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody believes me. Maybe I'll buy you a bourbon and see if
can't do that.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
The bourbon?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll really put me to sleep,
it'll,
Joe.
What are you doing? It'll juice up the show a little bit.
What are you doing?
Go ahead, Ken.
So on the Phillies, before I get to the draft, I've had season tickets to Citizens Bank since the place opened, all except 1 year. So I've been down there through good and bad. From 2012 to 2022, my whole thing with the Phillies was just keep me interested until football season starts. That was my only expectation. That was all I wanted out of them. Keep me interested till football season starts. Obviously, that changed in 2022. I am now officially back to keep me interested until football season starts because this team is broken. I mean, it's so obviously broken. And the guy in the dugout has no idea what to do. And I'm not sure any manager could fix this. It's broken. So just keep it entertaining, right? Because the worst part about this team is not just it's when they are losing like this, it's not even entertaining to watch. So just keep me entertained until the Eagles start. And then, you know what? You've done your job and you've made my season ticket expenditure worth it for the summer.
Yeah, I haven't heard one of those calls in a long time, but I remember a lot of like, what you're saying. That was always the phone call that we would get in 2017 and 18 and 19. And those 18 and 19 teams did do that, right? They kept them in it, themselves in it for the first 3-4 months. But yeah, it does look broken right now. And I don't think Topper has any idea what to do. He's pushed a million buttons and none of them work. It doesn't matter what order he uses the relievers. They could put Romano in the 6th or the 14th. He still stinks.
He really doesn't. So, but on the draft, first of all, there's no way I would trade the 32nd pick or the 64th pick or the 96th pick for T.J. Watt because you have to pay him. And again, here comes back to the same thing I've been trying to convince you guys of for a while now. The individual sacks of a player are the things that get those guys paid big money. That's not what wins Super Bowls. To go out and overpay for a guy that's going to get you double-digit sacks rather than pay three guys that who combined will get you double-digit sacks doesn't help you win a Super Bowl. So I would stay away from that. I don't think there's any chance the Eagles are going to do that. I actually don't think there's any chance the Eagles are going to pick at 32. They're either going to move way up or they're going to trade out. And, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. The Eagles' tight end of the future is playing at Bowling Green right now, Harold Fannin Jr. I've said it before. Keep your eyes on this guy.
You know, Ken, I looked up his numbers last time you brought him up. I didn't realize the kind of season he had last year, like 115 catches in college football. That's crazy. You don't see those numbers for a tight end in college football.
Well, and if you watch him play, the thing is that he's clearly not only the best player on the team, but most weeks he's the best player on the field. So they find every way possible to get him the ball. They use him very similarly to the way that Penn State used Tyler Warren in as much as they would hand the ball to him, they would pitch the ball to him. So he was obviously the best player on the field most Saturdays, and he can block. So I know he wants that peanut butter week around here. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but the tight end that I want to see wearing Eagles green when training camp starts is playing at Bowling Green, and the Eagles are not afraid to draft out of the MAC. So I'm hoping that comes to fruition.
I wouldn't be mad at that either.
Well, I could see them using the first pick on a defensive lineman, and then he's the second round pick. That I could see that.
Could I say something about the Watt?
Yeah.
Nonsense
yeah, yeah.
that you just spewed.
You gonna let that go?
Well, because I heard the same nonsensical rhetoric about, well, running backs don't win Super Bowls. It's a flawed way of thinking. Good players win Super Bowls. It's not this stat or this position wins you Super Bowls. Like, obviously, a great quarterback will help you win a Super Bowl. But, like, good, great players filling your roster with those guys win you Super Bowls. It's a total false correlation to say guys that get a lot of sacks don't win Super Bowls. It sounds like nonsense.
It took 2 weeks for Kyle to back out on his bet that he lost.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Well, to be fair, I said that I had to say that I concede. To you? I don't. That part of the deal wasn't me actually conceding.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. You
could. Well, we're playing semantics
today.
Yeah,
we do.
Semantics Thursday.
It is. Well, it's because you're the one that brought AI up.
Well, that's right. I did.
Can't
say
it's Hugh's fault.
You can blame Hugh for that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, so, I mean, you know.
So a couple things. Harold Fannin, or you want me?
Well, I already got.
You're so entrenched in Mason Taylor.
Wait a minute.
So entrenched.
You see, Joe tried to move on. He was trying. I was going to let you have it. Joe, I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, look.
You got it.
Anyway, as the guy who'd been preaching the right side of things with Saquon Barkley and getting a running back here to help you win the Super Bowl.
Oh, so we going back to that take?
Well,
told you so, Quinn, as a rock.
Oh, it reminds me a lot of that conversation. You don't need a running back. Look at all these great running backs that haven't won a Super Bowl.
I told you so.
All right, but both sides are right on this. You don't need a premier pass rush. Like the Eagles last year didn't
have it. Helps you, but it's not. Like, it's not, if you have it, you're not winning a Super Bowl.
I agree.
I agree.
Like, just like, one was wrong if they said you don't need a great running back to win the Super Bowl. You were right in that it certainly could help you win the Super Bowl. Now, Ken was out on T.J. Watt regardless of the compensation. I would not trade it first.
Yeah. But if saying you wouldn't do the 96 pick,
if the price keeps dropping, if I'm Howie, you know what I would say?
Take a flyer.
I'll take him and I'll figure out the money.
Of course
you do. Even if he's upset that he doesn't have a new contract or he wants more, I'll get him in my building and just figure it out. Like, you know, we forget the Eagles did get another year out of Hassan Reddick when he was upset. He played that season.
Yeah.
Not everybody holds out.
I mean, look, and if it comes down to it, if you tell me that you can get TJ Watt here and he, like, say he has another great two seasons, but that means you have to let a guy like Nolan Smith go instead of paying him his next contract, sign me the hell up. Sorry. See you, Nolan.
Oh, I do like Nolan.
That's great. And I like him too. But TJ Watt's a better player.
Yeah. He is. But he's older. Mark in Delaware is up. What's up, Mark?
Yo, guys, how you doing? Great show, as always.
Thanks, Mark. What's up?
So my Eagles thought is, I was telling Kyle what I'd like to see him do is trade up, you know, into the mid-20s and get one of the two safeties. The other thought that I have is, you know, and with that, you'd give up your 32 pick and maybe like a third round if you could do that.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you can't do that, I'd be all in on trading up and trying to get Carter. I'd give up a first-round pick this year. I'd give up a first-round pick next year because the team's going to be good again. So next year they're going to be picking it, you know, late 20s or 30 again. The one thing I do not want to see them do is trade back into the second round just to get more picks. They've already got 20 picks over the next couple of years. How many picks, you know, if you draft 20 players over the next 2 years, there's only a couple of them that's going to make the roster.
Mark, I agree with that. They are at a point now where they almost have too many picks. They can't incorporate 20 young players over the next 2 years. So I'd love what you said about Abdul Carter. I would surrender next year's one to get up for him as well. I don't know if the Giants or the Browns, whoever, would give it up to go that far back, but I'd be into that. As far as the safeties go, and Mark, man, we appreciate your phone call. I did see this, to go with what Mark said. Here, we've spoken about Malachi Starks, the safety out of Georgia.
Yeah.
Sal Pal over at ESPN, he put this up on Instagram. Ready for this?
Yes.
This is his post today. Fire up that Athens to Philly Bulldog Express. The Eagles love Georgia safety Malachi Starks to replace the incomparable CJGJ, who they shipped to Houston. And then Sal writes in there that he disagreed with the idea of trading CJ, but he digresses. Problem is, the whole NFL loves Starks as a player and a person. One of the scouting departments has him rated as a top six player in the draft. Eagles pick at 32, so it will take a blockbuster trade from Howie Roseman to get Starks. Never say never. And then some Eagles and football emojis in there. Blockbuster trade for Malachi Starks.
I'm okay with that.
No, come on, guys.
A safety? We need a safety as a defensive player.
I know, but we didn't need a safety. And now you're going to do a block. Like, the drafting the guy at 32 is one thing. Now you're going to blockbuster to do this? Come on.
Yeah, listen, if he's the... I have a group of players in my mind. Like, if they're there in the 20s...
You'll take them.
Well, because I think you could probably get from 32 to 26 with, like, a third-round pick. I'm good with that. But when he writes blockbuster, that makes you think it's going to be high.
Yeah, they're pushing all the chips to the middle of the table.
Why do we create a hole unnecessarily just to use not only our best asset, but more?
I agree.
And fill this. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm speculating. Mm-hmm. What if he's a tremendous upgrade, though?
Well, he better be Brian Dawkins Troy Polamalu or Ed Reed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not saying to that. But what if he could be?
Obviously, that makes me feel a little bit better. But, like, it's a coin flip with this kind of thing.
He'd have to be great to trade. If they're trading up into the top 15 for safety.
They look at him.
As a great player.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you wouldn't make that trade. All right, 215-592-9494 for one final daily mock. We saved the biggest expert for last. Me. I'm not actually an expert, but I do have a mock draft. Well, I'll give it to you next. My official mock draft as we head toward the draft tonight. I have the Eagles making a move. We'll talk about it next. Your calls to the draft. Are you panicking on the Phillies? 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Not just any bacon. We're talking about Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked to sweet maple brown sugar, even extra thick cut bacon and applewood smoked. Every slice is packed with flavor top to bottom. You could top your burger, you could level up your breakfast, or you could just snack on it straight from the pan. No judgment on my part, because, you know, I like to eat bacon like that anyway. Treat yourself. Grab some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.